The Mishnah said, "Ha'oichel k'kaysevus hagasa." Our Papa asked, "Does the Mishnah mean to say the size of a large date with its pit, or does it mean to say the size of a large date without its pit?" Meaning, the Mishnah is saying that a large date or the pit. Second question, Rav Ashi asked a different question. He said, "When the Mishnah gives the size of a sa'ira, a barley for tumah of the pisa for pieces of a human bone, does it mean barley with its shell or without? And does it mean a moist barley or does it mean a dried barley?" The Gemara explains, Rav Ashi didn't have Rav Papa's question. He says, because the Mishnah seems to be focused on making the date to the larger size. He says, so it must mean the large date with its pit. Rav Papa didn't have Rav Ashi's question because a moist barley, he said, is called shibboleth. It's not called sa'irim anymore. And a barley without its shell is called ushla. Again, it's not called sa'ira. So when we say sa'ira, etzem ki sa'ira, we must mean a dry barley with its shell. Zok the Gemara, Rabban, the name of Rabbi Yehuda said the large date mentioned in the Mishnah is larger than the size of a bay of an egg. The Rabbanan determined that one who eats this amount of food puts his mind at ease. For that, the Gemara Mishnah says Rabbi Gamliel was once brought two dates to eat, and he went to eat them in the sukkah not because he was truly chayiv to, but because he was acting with a chumrah. Now we've learned that food in the amount of an egg must be eaten in the sukkah, which would mean that these two dates without their pits were smaller than the size of an egg. Now if two dates without their pits are smaller than an egg, it must be that a large date with its pit is also smaller than an egg. So how can you say that it's larger than the size of an egg? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, even though two dates without their pits are smaller than an egg, a large date with its pit is actually larger than an egg. Rava gives a different teretz. Rava said it may be that two dates without their pits are larger than an egg. The reason why he was not chayef to eat them in the sukkah is because you're not chayef to eat fruit in the sukkah. For the acting Gemara, Bryce says that Rebbe said he ate fruit as a snack outside of the sukkah. This suggests that fruit eaten as a meal would need to be eaten in the sukkah. But he says we can mean that Rebbe meant. We could say that Rebbe meant that he ate the fruit outside the sukkah the same way that one eats a snack of any type of food outside the sukkah. However, fruit could always be eaten outside the sukkah, even if it's not as a snack. Another Teretz Lakdamar, Rebbe meant to say he ate fruit as a meal and bread as a snack all outside the sukkah. Zok Gemara Braisa says that one should eat two meals every day of sukkahs, and the meal may even consist of targima. Now, if fruit must be eaten in a sukkah, the Braisa should allow the eating of fruit to be considered as one of the meals as well. Gemara says, this seems to be a proof to Rava that fruit need not ever be eaten in a sukkah. Gemara says, no, it may be that targima is fruit. It also may be that the Braisa is discussing a place where fruit was not commonly had, and that's why it doesn't discuss fruit. Zok the Gemara of Zvid said the large date of the Mishnah is smaller than the size of an egg. He brings a proof from a Mishnah where Beishamay say that the Isser of Se'oyer, things that make other things chametz, on Pesach, the Isser of Se'oyer applies even to a Kezayis. The Isser of chametz, regular chametz, applies to the size of a date. Now, they say it has to be this way, because if not, the Torah would have written chametz, and we would have learned Se'oyer from chametz. The fact that it wrote them now separately shows that they're two different sizes of to be over. Now, Beishamay have proven that chametz must be a larger amount than the Kezayis of the Sa'ar to be chayef. Now, if a date is larger than the Be'ah, they should have said that one's chayef chametz the size of a Be'ah, which is one size up from a Kezayis. And so, I believe the fact that they went to a date, it must be that the date is one size up from the Kezayis, and meaning the egg would be even larger than that. And even if a date and the egg are the same size, they should have used the size of a Kebe'ah as their basis of measurement, because that's the more common term of the Mishnayis. Therefore, it must be that the date is smaller than an egg, which is why Beishamay used that size for the chiyuv of chametz. The Gemara says, no raya, maybe that a large date is larger than an egg, and Beishamay are referring to a regular date, which maybe is the same size as an egg. And the reason they mention a date rather than the term of the egg is because they just picked one. They don't care if it's a less often used term. Where says we can bring a proof to Rav Zvid from a Mishnah, which says that Rabbi Yehuda says that one must say Birchas HaMazon only when he eats the size of an egg, because he says that the Pasuk V'Achalta V'Zavata teaches that one must bench only if he's eaten enough to be satisfied. Now, if a large date is larger than an egg, can it be that the amount of an egg satisfied but one's mind is not put at ease until he eats the larger amount of a large date? The chayra, it takes more to satisfy than to put the mind at ease. Rather, it must be that the date is smaller than the egg, and eating the amount of the date is what puts one's mind at ease. But one is not fully satisfied until he eats the amount of an egg.